Lum and Abner. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, Lum and Abner made the happy discovery that, according to the laws on creeks for boundaries, the spring which Mr. Webster assumed was on the property he acquired from Grandpappy Spears is actually on the Dillard farm. And inasmuch as Grandpap now owns the Dillard property, he also owns his old spring. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library. Lum is preparing to make a little journey.
Well, I better be getting on over to Dick's or I'm liable to miss the mail hack.
Well, reckon how long you're going to be at the county seat, Lum?
Oh, I'll be back tonight.
Tonight, huh?
Yeah, all I got to do is just go to the courthouse and get a couple of papers drawn up, that's all.
Well, is that all there is to it? Can you just show Mr. Webster the papers and he'll have to give up that part of the land where the spring's on it?
Well, he will eventually. He might try to fight it, but as long as we get these official papers, he's whipped before he starts even.
Doggett, I sure hope you're right.
Oh, I know I'm right.
You do, huh?
Oh, this has worked out fine, Abner. Just worked out grand.
Yeah.
Oh, big talking Mr. Webster's the loser any way you look at it.
Yeah. I bound you he'll wish he never had come to Pine Ridge even.
Oh, my. First he tricked Grandpap out of his farm in order to get hold of that valuable spring, and then we got him to put up most of the money to buy the Dillard place for Grandpap.
Yeah, I dog as you know, that was smart thinking on your part, too, Lum, getting him into your Justice of the Peace Court and finding him that $500, you know.
Well, it's pretty smart, if I do say so myself. I don't like to cast compliments right in my own face, but it did show some quick thinking.
Why, of course it did. I tell you, you got a brain up there in that little old head of yours.
Thank you. I don't know as I'd go so first to say that.
Well, you have.
Well, you done good work, too, arresting him and all, bringing him into court. And
yeah, but you was the one that thought of the idea, though. You was the one, Mom. You got to take credit for it.
Well, if you're just going to overpower me and make me admit it.
Yes, sir,
The nice part about the whole thing, now we find out the spring's actually over on the Dillard farm, after all.
Yeah. And what I like about it, too, is that it's all been dead legal as far as we're concerned. We ain't done a thing that weren't legal to get that place for Grandpa.
Yeah, we might have got ourselves into a lot of trouble if we changed the course of that creek like we was aiming on doing. But, of course, the way it worked out, it weren't necessary.
No.
Well, I better be getting on over there.
Yeah, I believe you better if you're going to catch a mail hack, because he don't stay here long, just long enough to grab that bag of mail, and he's gone.
Another thing, Abner, while I'm gone, try to be more careful with them ration stamps.
Ration stamps?
Don't use that system you studied up.
Oh. What's wrong with my system?
Well, in the first place, ration stamps ain't used according to what letter different articles begin with.
Huh?
I mean, just because a stamp's got the letter B on it, it don't mean you got to buy a can of beans with it.
Well, of course not. I know that, Lum. That's the silliest thing I ever heard of. You can get beets with it, too, or black-eyed peas. They start with a B. Anything that starts with a B.
That's what I'm talking about. Right there's where you're wrong. You don't go by them letters on the stamps.
Don't go by them?
Well, of course not.
Well, what did the government go to all the trouble of printing the letters on there for, then, if you don't have to go by them?
That's so they can tell you which stamps are good at different times.
Huh.
For instance, all 8s and A5 through F5 are good indefinite. And then for sugar, why...
Indefinite? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Well, we don't even handle that, Lum. Maybe we better call up that old P&A and find out where we can get some of that indefinite stuff. Folks are going to have stamps that they can't use, Lum.
Don't go calling them up again.
Well, they're the ones you're supposed to call when you're mixed up on something.
I know, but you get us in enough trouble with them as it is. Best thing for you to do is just let the customers figure out the stamps for themselves. Don't you try to help them none.
Huh?
That's where the trouble all starts. So you just do like I tell you and don't try to figure it out for them. Let them do it themselves.
I've just been trying to help them.
Wait a minute. There comes Grandpappy Spears. That reminds me of something else. Now, don't tell him nothing about this property deal.
Well, why not? Don't you want him to know if he owns the spring again?
Yeah, but I thought we'd wait till we got the official papers and then sort of surprise him.
Oh, well, it'll be a surprise, all right. Tell you, he'll be the ticklest one human
right,
that you ever seen.
Here he comes.
Oh, yeah.
Don't come in here.
Yeah, howdy, Grandpap. Come on in.
Yeah, howdy. Man, you going somewhere, Slum? Yeah, I got a little business to tend to at the county seat.
Hey, you better get going, too, Lom. You're going to miss that mail hack.
Yeah, well, I'll see you two fellas tonight. So long.
Yeah, so long. Have a nice trip.
Yeah, so long, Lom.
All right, Doggy's Grandpap, sit down there. I got something to tell you. Sit right down.
What is it, Abner?
Doggy's, hell, we got a surprise for you.
A surprise, huh? What is it, Abner?
Oh, that's right. Maybe I better not tell you. I'll give you a little hint, though. Just a sort of little hint.
It's a secret?
Yeah, it's a secret for a while yet. But this is a hint for you. Where did you used to get your drinking water from? Think hard now.
Why, Charity always brung it to me.
That's right, but where did she get it?
Why, she lugged it up from the spring. That is, when we had a spring, before that pigeon-toed varmint Webster stole it from us. Well, what's so funny about that?
Oh, nothing. Well, I reckon we ought to change the subject here before I go telling you too much, too, Grandpa.
Well, go ahead and tell me. You got my curiosities all roused up now.
No. Can't tell you. Don't you want to buy some groceries or something? I ought to do some business while Lum's gone if I can. He likes to...
Well, yeah, sure. Charity did tell me to get something. Let's see, what was it now? She named it just stepped off
the gallery. Thank you. We need the business, Grandpa. Need
all right,
the
that
business.
Man, I can't think of... Oh, I recollect now. Can of hominy.
Hominy, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Is there any points on that?
Don't ask me.
Well, ain't you supposed to know about such stuff as that?
Not according to Lum, I ain't. You just have to figure that out for yourself, Grandpap. I can't help the customers no more, he said.
Well, I don't know nothing about that spavin-legged rationing. Charity most always generally does the buying.
Oh. Well, I don't know. In that case, I reckon it would be all right if I helped you a little bit.
Yeah, you'll have to, Abner.
Yeah, don't mention it to Lum.
Oh, I won't say nothing about it.
Hominy's what you want, huh?
Yeah.
Let's see now, how do you spell that?
Hominy?
Yeah.
Why, it's H-O-M.
That's enough right there. Have you got an H stamp there with you?
H stamp?
Yeah.
Just a minute, I'll look here.
Yeah, find one in there somewhere.
H stamp. Yeah, what number?
Number 8, I believe.
No, I ain't got one of them, but I got a H5.
Well, that ain't no good. The 5's are only good as far as F, according to Lum.
Well, what'll I do then?
Well, near as I can figure out, you just have to buy something that begins with some letter twixt A and F. It's C, B, you could have
I'm
some
supposed
B.
to get some hominy, though.
Well, I'm sorrowful, Grandpap. You'll just have to take that up with the old P and A and try to get them to give you a special hominy stamp, I reckon.
All right, Jiminy, I bound you I can get a can of hominy over to Dick Huddleston's store. Easier way than that, too.
Well, go ahead and get it at Dick Huddleston. I don't care. I'm running this store strict according to the rules here.
Well, you just keep your knock-kneed rules and your flat-footed hominy, and I'll do my bow-legged trading somewhere else.
I don't care where you do your bow-legged trading. We're particular what kind of customers we have around here anyway. They gotta go according to the rules.
Trade at a broke-down, countrified outfit like this, even if I had a hominy stamp and was starving to death.
Yeah. No, I hope you do. You starved to death, you stubborn-headed old goat. Watch out, you're going to bump into a customer coming in there. Oh, I do, Mr. Webster. I hope you'll excuse Grandpap for my now knocking you down there.
Yes, he did seem to be in a bit of a hurry.
Oh, he was mad.
Tell me, what happened? Were you having a little friendly discussion about the election?
No, about a can of hominy.
Hominy?
Yeah.
Is that controversial now?
No, it's still just canned. I reckon that's what we have here.
Mm-hmm. See. Oh, by the way, is your partner Lum in?
Well, no, he went to the county. He went somewhere.
I thought he'd probably be making a little business trip along about now. But no matter. I've got a little business with you, too.
With me?
Yes. I think I have a highly enjoyable task for you.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yes, indeed. By the way, I imagine you and Lum were quite elated over discovering that little law about the boundary line creeks.
Oh, you know about that, huh?
Yes, I do. I got your jolly little message yesterday. Oh, indirectly, of course. You were quite happy about that, I suppose.
Well, yes, we were pretty happy about it.
Well pleased with yourself.
Well, I'll admit, we done the pretty smart thinking there, you know.
Yes. You feel everything's working out just fine.
Yeah, it is working out good, ain't it? Heaps better than I even expected it would. Of course, I don't see what you're enjoying it so much for, though, Mr.
Oh, Webster. I just naturally have a happy disposition.
Well, you know what that little law does to you, don't you? It just takes that spring off of your property and gives it back to Grandpappy Spears is what it does.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I'd probably be grieving over it if I weren't so wrapped up in a little surprise I'm planning for Lum.
A surprise for Lum?
Yes.
After what he's did to you?
Oh, I'm a big-hearted man, always ready to overlook little things.
Well, what is this surprise you're planning?
Abner? When a justice of the peace finds a citizen $500 on an old traffic charge and then spends that money on a farm in a purely personal fashion, do you know what that is?
Why, yes, that's thoughty. Or leastways, I know when Lum done that the other day, it was sure thoughty of him.
Thoughty, huh? Now, there's another term for it. Embezzlement.
Embezzlement?
Yes, misuse of public funds.
Oh.
And now here's a little warrant for Lum's arrest. You're the deputy town marshal, and I want you to do your duty. So it looks like it's your next move, deputy.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.